7:46, and we are joined this morning on the phone by our regular Wednesday morning friend, Hannah, from the West Bend Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it's a nice morning out there, a little on the cooler side, but a very bright morning out there this morning.
Yeah, very sunshiny. It's I'm wide awake and ready to greet the day.
See, there you go. So it's a sunshiny day. Remember that from the did you ever watch the reruns of the Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
Where they
been
sing,
a while, but
where they sing "Sunshiny Day"?
Oh yes.
Because yeah,
why
did they let those children sing? That that would be the better question, don't you know?
It's true.
I had an album of the best of the Brady Bunch, and
really
seriously, yeah, I had. I must have found it in a bargain bin somewhere, I got to say. But, they released a couple of records. And, made some coin off
them. I had no idea.
Yeah. Now, see, there's something. Let's see if we can request that online and see if we get it again.
Right, yeah. I'll see if they're out there at the library somewhere.
Hey, I do have a question for you, library related.
Oh, good.
Can I put the request option, is there an app so I can put that on my phone? I use my computer at home, but sometimes when I'm somewhere else, I'm thinking, you know, I really should try to request that, and it would be kind of cool. But is there an app for the phone for that?
There absolutely is. It's called Monarch 2 Go, and it's a number 2. And it should be in your App Store or the Google Play Store, depending on what sort of phone you have. And it's actually really nice because you sign in with your library card, and then from the app you can request items, you can renew items, you can check on your due dates and go, oh no, I have to call Hannah and see if she can extend that due date for me.
Yes.
But once you're signed in with your library card, if you're at the library and you don't have your card with you, we can scan your phone.
Oh, really?
Your library card barcode.
Ah. See, I don't think we've talked about this before. I don't recall this coming up. So
it's pretty fancy, and it's just nice to, if you're going, oh no, you know, I left my library card at home because I don't carry it around with me all the time, and just kind of stopped in by the library on a whim, then you're good to go. It's just already on your phone.
There you go. And the app is, again, it's called
Monarch 2 Go, and it's a numeral 2. There is a link on the website. You go to westbendlibrary.org, and it'll say, take Monarch with you on the go, and it'll have a link to download it for you.
Ah.
Right on the homepage.
How exciting.
Pretty fancy, I think.
Yeah. So, hey, we're almost out of September, but September is Library Card Sign-Up Month.
Yes, and if you haven't already, we do have a special scavenger hunt that everyone can participate in, whether you've had a library card for a long time or you've signed up this month. You just pick up a scavenger hunt card at the library, answer the questions, and turn it in at the information desk on the first floor, and you'll be entered to win a book bag with prizes, and we'll have one adult and one youth winner.
Oh,
this should be pretty fun.
There we go. All right, and speaking of book bags, there are tote bags available at the library.
Well, there sure are. We've got official West Bend Library tote bags. Help us celebrate Library Card Sign-Up Month by picking one of those up and representing the library wherever you use your tote bag, whether it's the farmer's market or the pumpkin patch or what have you. They're just $7, and they're available at the circulation desk, and the library can take cash or check for those.
Will you autograph one?
You know, if you brought it over to me at the desk, I'll be out there probably this afternoon. I bet I would.
All right. You know, a limited edition kind of exclusive kind of thing.
Right, exactly. The kind of tote bag you frame and hang up on the wall.
Yeah, there you go. Or take it to the farmer's market and say, see, Hannah signed this for me.
Right, that's Hannah Kane. Hannah Kane.
Look at that. Look at that. She signed it. The September Story Walk is going on as well.
Yes, as long as we've got this nice weather and you want to enjoy it outside, we have a Story Walk celebrating Library Card Sign-Up Month also. The book is Library Lion by Michelle Knudsen. And the story walk, if you're not familiar, you kind of, it starts with the first page on a sign outside the front of the library, and you follow the sidewalk back toward Patrons Park to read a picture book together, and there's some enrichment activities to do as well to sort of bring the story to life. So it's a pretty fun activity, and it's, you know, free and totally outside, and you can do it whenever you want.
All right. And we've got one more Monday in November, so there must be a Storytime to Go kit coming up.
There absolutely is. So every week in September, Miss Terica has been prepping a Storytime to Go kit that's available Monday morning at 9 a.m. So each kit contains an educational activity and a craft on a theme for the week. This week's is cats, and there's a very cute cat craft that I've been leaving the craft kits for, you know, people with actual children, but I really want one of these cats. So they're available at the table, kind of in front of the children's information desk. And we've got them there while supplies last. And I don't know what the supply is like at this juncture, but if you miss out on this week's craft, you can check out next week's on Monday.
All right. And inspired by actual cats as opposed to the musical.
You know, one of the I'm not gonna out her. I'm not gonna say her name on the air. But one of the gals who works in circulation was all excited because it had finally come in on hold for her. She's like, "Oh, I got cats!" And I, I like people to be able to form their own opinion of movies or books. So I try not to say, you know, "Oh gosh, that's awful. I'm so sorry that came in for you."
I have not seen it yet. I should probably now. See, there's something I need the phone app to do right now. See, I could be putting this on reserve while
exactly
while we're talking if I had this in already. But
you could. But so I was like, you know, just let me know what you think. Let me know next week what you think. And the next time I saw her, she said she got 15 minutes into it before she gave up. And I'm like, now just think, I sat through it in the movie theater.
Right, you paid real money for it.
I did. I was the only person there. It was spectacular.
You know, I love movies in theaters that way when you're the only person in there.
Oh, it's the best. Or when there's just a very small group.
You know,
you can all become friends even though you don't know each other. It's very nice.
You know what my favorite thing was? When I did movie reviews for the college paper.
Mm-hmm.
And the Majestic in Madison, when it was actually a theater as opposed to the club thing that it is now, really liked it when we would come and do reviews. And so sometimes it was just me and the guy from Isthmus. Sometimes it was just me. It was so cool to be able to sit down there and go, "Okay, Fred, roll it now." You know, that's a feeling
it.
Of power.
I miss the movie theater. Right?
I do too. So. All right, let's see. What else is going on? Teen Tuesdays are back.
Oh, they absolutely are. And they're wilder than ever, frankly. So follow us on YouTube to find out. Each week I just talk about a young adult book that I've been reading. I usually talk about something I've been watching, usually a movie and or an anime, probably both. I'm also talking about some stuff to listen to. This week I had some suggestions for, hey, here are some things that I have listened to while studying and writing papers, because we are back to school.
Right.
And it's nice to have music to help you focus on that sort of thing, I find. But I also have a couple of different activities for teens each week. And lately I've also been trying some new snacks, and my cat made an off-screen cameo appearance by having a fight while I was recording this week's Teen Tuesday. So every Tuesday around noon or so, there's a new video on our YouTube channel, and who knows what's going to happen.
Well, and you know, and you may as well be trying the snacks since the subscription continues, right, for the Japanese snacks?
Yes, exactly. We usually have snacks for Anime Club when that meets monthly, but you know, I was looking at one of the boxes, and I'm like, oh, this expires in December. I should probably... I don't know that I want to give it to anybody, so I might as well try plum-flavored potato chips and that sort of thing. Very interesting.
Yeah. Okay. My mom was all excited when she saw online that they're doing pumpkin spice cream puffs. I'm like,
Well, I have pumpkin spice shredded wheat right now, and I was worried a lot of pumpkin spice stuff, I worry that it's going to be too sweet or too sugary, but the shredded wheat was very good.
Yeah, well, that's good. We're doing some things at the library with Time for You Tuesdays as well.
We absolutely are. So we had one last night, and our last one in the series will be next Tuesday, the 29th at 7 p.m. It'll be a virtual class on mindfulness and the benefits of the outdoors. So it'll be a Zoom class, and we'll de-stress and take a few minutes for yourself. Advocate Aurora has been helping us out with this series, and they've just been absolutely spectacular. I was at the desk last night, but I was monitoring the Zoom meeting just for quality control purposes, and it was relaxing. That was really nice. So join in next Tuesday. We'll have a discussion of how to leverage your time outdoors for maximum stress relief. And if you have any questions about Time for You Tuesdays, you can get in touch with Sarah here at the library. She'll have the information for the Zoom meeting. It's also on our Facebook page.
All right. And Banned Books Week is upon us.
It absolutely is. So it's actually technically next week. It's the last week in September, but I want to make sure everybody knows that it's coming up because it's one of my favorite things all year long. It's not banned like a rock and roll band. It's banned as in books that people have tried to remove from libraries or schools or bookstores, various places around the United States. So we're celebrating the freedom to read with a contest for teens. You can either design a bookmark inspired by your favorite banned book or write a short text post about that book and why it's so great. If you're in if your age is 11 to 18, submit your entry by dropping it off at the library or emailing it to me. My email is on the website. It's hkane@westbendlibrary.org. And I'll pick one winning bookmark and one winning text post to get a prize, and those will be on display at the library as well. It should be pretty fun.
You should give them a banned book.
Well, you'd be surprised. If you go to bannedbooksweek.org/about, they've got a whole list of banned books, and books I would never have expected are on that list. So it's a pretty eye-opening experience to see what people have tried to challenge and why.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
And so. Includes the Bible, by the way. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are, you know, yeah, it spans the spectrum, I guess we should say.
Mm-hmm. It's a very popular way to try to control people's ideas is to take away their choice in what to read. So.
Yes. So.
And a long and glorious tradition going way back, but it's a fascinating list, even if you're not going to participate in the contest, just to see, hey, what's out there and why are they trying to get rid of it?
Sure. Absolutely. And did you do a display or is there a display this year?
I haven't gotten it out yet. My plan is to work on that actually maybe this morning.
Ah, okay. Because I know you usually do a display.
Yeah, I like to put out a selection of titles. So, you can choose your own controversial adventure there. And
yeah, there you go. yes. So, all right. Well, we'll discuss this more next week. I'll pull up that list and we'll talk about some of the titles on it.
Yeah. If there are any that you think are surprising, I'd love to chat about it.
Yeah, that sounds good. And again, the website to find that is
bannedbooksweek.org/about.
All right.
It has a whole bunch of lists and they've got it broken down by, this year or, here are the top 10 banned books in the last 10 years. There's some really interesting info out there.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure. So let's see. The West Bend Public Library is back to open normal hours, which are?
Well, we are usually open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 1. That's at lovely, scenic, beautiful downtown West Bend at 630 Poplar Street. Right downtown, right by the History Center and, the Poplar Inn and all kinds of fun things down there.
And that little
very far from the post office.
And that little White House they're remodeling.
I'm so excited about that. But we are requiring a face covering per Governor Evers' order while you use the library. If you can't or don't want to use one, we do have Wi-Fi that reaches the whole exterior of the building. You can also, if you have items ready to pick up, you can give us a call and we'll run them out to your car for you.
I was all excited. I got the Primo parking spot when I stopped on Monday.
Oh, nice. And did they come out and deliver your stuff to you?
No, I went in. I had to drop some stuff off too.
So, oh, okay,
and,
all right.
And we want to remind people that drop-offs, they should, instead of taking things to the front desk, they should drop them off in other spaces.
Oh, yeah. We have a book and media drop right as you walk in the building. There's also one at the rear of the building, kind of in the library staff parking lot, where you can return materials even when the library is closed, which is really nice.
Great. All right. And again, if you want to find out more, there's also information all over social media and on the web.
There absolutely is. So I mentioned our YouTube a little bit earlier. We're on Facebook and Instagram, which I kind of talked about a little bit. But you can just go to westbendlibrary.org. That'll have all the information about everything I've talked about today and the handy-dandy download link for the Monarch To Go app if you're interested in that. There's search functions, all kinds of cool stuff you can do on our website, the westbendlibrary.org. And as always, you can give us a call if you have any questions, too. The number is 262-335-5151, and we answer that every time the library is open.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Hannah. Have a great week, and we'll talk next Wednesday.
Well, thank you. You take it easy, and let me know if you have any banned books you want to talk about.
Sounds good. Maybe if I think of it in time, I'll email you ahead.
All right. Otherwise, you can just test me on the fly.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Hannah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Hannah from the West Bend Public Library.